Chapter 1. The Mind of Christ. John chapter 13 verses 1 through 12. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you?" In our imagination, let us climb the stairs leading to an upper room on a house in Jerusalem. Here we can eavesdrop on what transpired during the late afternoon and evening of the day before the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth. 13 men have come together for a Passover meal. One will leave early on a mission of betrayal. The remaining 12 will later make their way to the Garden of Gethsemane. From there they will be scattered. One will be taken by force on a nightmare journey. It will bring him first to the deposed high priest Annas. From there he will be taken to the house of Annas' son-in-law Caiaphas, now the high priest. He will then be taken to the judgment hall of Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, then to King Herod, and back to Pilate, before finally being led along the Via Dolorosa to the cross of Calvary. There he will be crucified. By this time tomorrow, Friday, the lifeless body of Jesus of Nazareth will be carried to a garden tomb. But this is not the end, just the end of the beginning. For early on Sunday morning, he will rise again from the dead. He now lives forever as a prince and saviour. All this is still to come. For now, we have arrived at the upper room. In less than 24 hours, the saviour will be dead, crucified. Well aware that this is his certain destiny, he wants to show his disciples that he loves them to the end. Soon he will dismiss one of them, Judas Iscariot, from the room to betray him. Shortly afterward, he will tell another of them, Simon Peter, that before a new day dawns, he will have denied him three times. Before they leave, he will pray the longest prayer recorded in the New Testament. It is truly the Lord's Prayer. In it, he will disclose the intimacy of his relationship to his heavenly Father, and his disciples will overhear expressions of his love and care for them, but also for all those who, like ourselves, will become his disciples in the future. These are dramatic moments. But first, let us listen to John's account of how the evening began. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.